Welcome to Wednesdays in the Word, brought to you by TaEthne.org. I'm your host, Dr. David Herndon, and today we're going to be talking about letting the wilderness, Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7 says this: "The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, 'Give us water to drink.' Moses replied, 'Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?' But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, 'Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock die of thirst?' Then Moses cried out to the Lord, 'What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me.' The Lord answered Moses, 'Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for all the people to drink.' So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, 'Is the Lord among us or not?'" We think of trials as situations that we want to be rid of quickly, but God often uses them to refine our character. God is present in every spiritual downturn, but we rarely experience Him there because we don't know how. Everyone struggles to make sense out of difficult circumstances. Like the Israelites in the desert, we need to learn how to turn towards God in our trials instead of grumbling. Don't make the mistake of thinking that God will never lead you into the wilderness, because He will. Remember, Jesus Himself was sent into the wilderness after receiving God's blessings in Mark chapter 1 and verse 12. So God will lead us into the wilderness. Look again at verse 1. "The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded." It is God who is leading the Israelites into the wilderness. It is God who brought them to Rephidim, and He knew it had no water. God leads you into the wilderness because He wants to work on your character. The Israelites had obeyed up until this point, but that doesn't mean that they all had the right attitude. It doesn't mean that they could stop obeying. Obedience simply brings us to new opportunities to remain obedient. I know we don't like to hear that. We think if we're obedient in one thing, then we're done, and that's good, but that's not the case. Obedience brings us new opportunities to remain obedient to the Lord. You see, God wants to refine us, to grind down the rough spots of our lives, to shape our soul to look its very, very best. And God is not in a hurry. He is in no rush to get you through character school. If you were to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 2, it says it takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh-Barnea by the Mount Seir road. 11 days. It's only an 11-day journey from Sinai to the Promised Land on foot. It took God 40 years to do the character work. The Israelites wandered around for 40 years on a journey that should have taken them only 11 days. It took them that long to learn the lessons that God wanted them to learn. How long will it take you to learn? How long will it take you to learn the lessons that God wants you to learn? God does not simply want us to get to the right place. He wants to make sure that when we get there, we're the right people. Which brings up the main point of today's lesson. Will you grumble? The Israelites respond to the trial like we often do. They grumbled and complained. They quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink. Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" And like the Israelites, we think it is all about our comfort, our wants. Ultimately, we do not trust God to take care of us, and we're stuck between a past act of deliverance and the promise of a future good. Think of the Israelites here. They were stuck between a past act of deliverance. They were freed from Egypt, walked through the Red Sea in this great miracle. They had the promise of a future there in the Promised Land. In between the Red Sea and the Promised Land, they didn't do so well. See, trust is what covers the relationship in the wilderness in between Egypt and Israel. promise is not fulfillment. We still have to walk the path. We want faith to be sight, and God wants our sight set on faith. To develop this trust in God is what covers the relationship in between the moment that God has delivered us from our past sins at the moment that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and the promise of our future good, going to heaven to spend all of eternity with Him. This years of wandering in this wilderness we call earth is exactly where our character is to be developed. Will you turn to God? Moses is the one who gets it right. Moses goes right to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do to these people? They're ready to stone me. Lord, help." That doesn't mean he refrains from stating how harsh the reality is, though. Lord, these people are going to stone me. If you don't do something, I have nothing I can do. I can't water hundreds of thousands of people. In the midst of trouble, Moses leans on God because he trusts him. He expects God to do something. That's called trust. He knows God has the power. He's wanting to know, how in the world are you going to pull this one out? Moses asks God for help rather than demanding or complaining, and God answers him. "Take the people up to the rock. I'll show you what I'm going to do. I'll make water come out of a rock. And you make sure you get the elders out there so they can see this too and understand how powerful that I am." Which brings us to the final question. Will you choose the luxury or the Lord? Finally, the Israelites asked a key question. Is the Lord among us or not? Their question in and of itself is not a bad question, but their attitude is pretty poor. Too often we try to use God to change our circumstances while He is using our circumstances to change us. They should have known that the Lord was with them after all. Goodness gracious, at a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. When it moved, they moved. When it stopped, they stopped. Their sandals never wore out. They had food each day to eat. Of course the Lord was among them. He hadn't left them, and how silly is it for us? We're going through the wilderness to think, has the Lord left me? Has the Lord deserted me? The very one who promised never to leave us or forsake us. The very one who put His Spirit inside of us. Who lives in us. Of course He never forsakes us. Moses says an interesting thing in the later part of Exodus chapter 33 and verse 15. Moses says this to the Lord. He says, "If Your presence does not go up with us, don't send us up from here." Moses tells God, "I'd rather stay in the wilderness with You than in the luxury of the promised land without You." See, in Exodus 33, they're right at the point where they're getting ready to go into the promised land. And Moses says, "If You're not going to go with us, I don't want to go. There's no promised land for me, Lord, if You're not with us. I'd rather stay here and die in the wilderness with You than to go into a beautiful place without You." Moses is clearly a man whose character has been transformed by the wilderness. What about your character? In the wilderness that you might be wandering in today, are you allowing God to refine your character, to reflect more of His goodness, to reflect more of His love? Are you growing in your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you allowing the wilderness to shape you? Or are you, like the Israelites, simply grumbling and complaining? Till next time, this is Dr. David Herndon with Wednesdays in the Word.